she just turned 44 back on the 6th, so that was, what, Thursday, Friday? Friday, yeah. She turned 44, and I called her, and I couldn't talk to her too long, but because she had a surgery scheduled in, like, 45 minutes, but she gave me a few minutes of her time, and I said, all right, we'll talk soon, but she is just so doggone busy. She travels a lot. She does some in vitro work now, which is really amazing how they go into the womb and do some work before the child's even born. And she's learning that specialty, so she just, her life is either at the hospital or very rarely at home. And, but, like I said, we're all proud of her, and she's, you know, I don't know what drove her to do it other than her, you know, her cousin's passing, but she was only 4 at the time, and, you know, they were both born in 82, Jennifer in February, and Derek was in July. And he passed shortly before his 4th birthday, like I said, unfortunately, on an operating table. But, yeah, complications, but that little boy lived a full life in his time. I remember him going to my sister and her husband at the time, took him to go to Disney World and things like that. So, yeah, he lived a lot. He lived a good life in just a short period of time, for sure. But, yeah, my daughter, an amazing girl, and me and my ex-wife just looked at each other and goes, like, we created that monster, you know. That talent, no way. So, but yeah, it's a feel good story every time I think about it and talk to her or whatever. So, that's it for me on my end.